Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 50% of women of reproductive age in India suffer from anemia, a condition that not only affects their health but also perpetuates an intergenerational cycle of poor maternal and child health. The Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR, that is, the apex biomedical research body under the Department of Health Research, has joined hands with the Gates Foundation to launch a grand challenge, offering grants of up to 1 crore rupees for innovative, affordable, and iron-rich food-based prototypes to combat this widespread issue. What makes this significant is that the challenge specifically targets adolescent girls and women of reproductive age, among whom anemia remains stubbornly prevalent. The initiative marks a deliberate shift from conventional iron folic acid supplementation towards food-based approaches that can be seamlessly integrated into everyday diets, an important pivot in how India tackles micronutrient deficiency. But why does this matter? It matters because, despite years of supplementation programs, anemia prevalence has proven hard to move, partly due to issues of adherence, absorption, and the multiple causes of anemia, including not only iron deficiency but also other micronutrient gaps, infections, and genetic disorders such as thalassemia. Now, let us delve deeper into the challenge. The goal is to develop affordable iron-rich food prototypes that can effectively combat anemia. This is where food systems come into play as the next frontier. Building iron into affordable, palatable everyday foods can reach people more reliably than a daily pill, which is why the challenge targets food prototypes. Crucially, this initiative complements, rather than replaces, India's existing anemia and nutrition architecture. The challenge also reflects a model of crowdsourced, market-linked health innovation, where a public research body, the ICMR, pairs with a global philanthropy, the Gates Foundation, and invite startups and food companies to participate. This public-private partnership in health innovation is significant, as it sets the state as the goal setter and the private and research sectors as competitors on solutions. And here is something that surprises many students: anemia is not just a health issue but also an economic burden, sapping productivity and entrenching cycles of poor health. So, what exactly is the way forward? The way forward is to ensure that winning prototypes are not only effective but also affordable and scalable through existing delivery channels such as the public distribution system, midday meals, and Anganwadi supplementary nutrition, so that innovation reaches the women who need it most. Now, let us turn to the context of India's strategy. The challenge is part of a broader framework to tackle anemia, including the Anemia Mukt Bharat initiative with its 6x6x6 framework, which includes 6 interventions, 6 target groups, and 6 mechanisms. Other initiatives include the Poshan Abhiyan, weekly iron folic acid supplementation, and food fortification efforts focusing on staples like rice, salt, and oil. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The challenge is being led by the ICMR and the Gates Foundation, with grants of up to 1 crore rupees available, and applications are open until 3rd July 2026. The goal is to develop affordable iron-rich food prototypes against anemia. Anemia affects about 50%, or 1 in 2, women of reproductive age in India, and its causes include iron and other micronutrient deficiency, infections, and genetic disorders. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance and health, particularly government interventions in health and public-private partnerships, as well as nutrition schemes. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, including food technology, biofortification, and health innovation. For prelims, remember the ICMR Gates Challenge, the Anemia Mukt Bharat 6x6x6 framework, and anemia prevalence figures. For mains, consider the gender dimension of malnutrition and the shift from supplementation to food systems interventions. In conclusion, the launch of the ICMR Gates Foundation Grand Challenge to Combat Anemia through Innovative Food-Based Prototypes marks a significant step in addressing a long-standing health and economic burden in India, and its implications extend to broader discussions on public health, nutrition, and gender equality. The initiatives focus on scalable, affordable solutions that can be integrated into daily diets reflects a nuanced understanding of the complex factors contributing to anemia, and its success could have far-reaching benefits for women's health and societal development.